What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God, find victory and maturity in Christ and guidance and all that good stuff. Today, we're talking about value again. Last time, we talked about that you're valuable. And then we ended off with the scripture about God paying for you, and so don't be a slave to men. Today, we're going to talk about proving your worth to the Lord. Because you can say, well, I'm valuable, I accept that. My esteem is higher now. I don't put up with abuse and misuse and stuff like that. And I go for what I want, right? But you still have to show your value to the Lord. We're here to do something for Him. We're on this planet to be transformed into the image of Christ. He wants us to renew our minds by studying His Word. He's working with us to be transformed into the image of Christ, to be mature. That's what this whole allotted time on this earth is about. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 says, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching them to say no to ungodliness and to live upright lives in this present age." So we're learning to say no to ungodliness. We're learning to renew our minds and to understand things the way God sees them. We're learning to love like God and to be like God, because God is love, and that love has been placed in us if we are children of God. So this whole allotted time is being on this earth is to be mature, you see? And so if we're not allowing God to change us and we're not working with Him to be perfected or mature, we're devaluing ourselves before the Lord. So don't think that, okay, God loves me, everything's going to be fine, I'm going to make it into heaven, even if I don't do anything. If I just sit around and sin, or I just don't obey God and just do whatever I want, no, that's not what the Bible says. All right, so I'm going to go some scriptures here. And I want to come from where I got this, because I was looking at a meme, and this meme touched me on the internet. And it goes like this. It's an image of a bar of iron. And it says, "A bar of iron costs $5. Made into horseshoes, it's worth $12. Made into needles, it's worth $3,500. Made into balance springs for watches, it's worth $300,000. Your own value is determined also by what you are able to make of yourself. So the only part that's different when it comes to God is that we work with the Lord to be all that we can be in Christ. So it's our effort to obey Him, coupled with His Spirit and His Word, that washes our sins away, transforms our mind. And so we're working with the Lord to be what He called us to be in the earth, so that we can spend eternity with Him in heaven. That's what this is all about. We're broken, messed up individuals, but He saved us. He loved us enough and saved us. Said, okay, I'm going to clean you up. And so your whole life is about Him cleaning you up. All right. And so we have a part in allowing Him to do that simply by obeying. So I'm going to show you in scripture how that works. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about what He requires of us. This is in Romans chapter 8, verses 29. It says, "For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." So that's what He wants. He wants more children, all right? And that's what He's transforming us into, mature children. He says He wants us to be like His Son. So when you look at Jesus in the scriptures, everything Jesus did, how He acted and operated, that's how He wants you to be, all right? So this allotted time on this earth is for you to become like that, saying no to unrighteousness, living in your purpose, walking in the gifts that God has given you, all that good stuff. That's what He wants to do. All right. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God." Why? Because He's trying to make you over. "Because of all He has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." See that? That's what we're on earth for. So a lot of people get caught up on what they want in life, and God is saying, this is what I want for you. Now, everything else that you want, that'll come. Your needs will be met. Let's just say it that way. If you focus on what God wants for your life, everything else will be added to you. He'll give us the desires of our heart if we focus on what is important to Him. God loves you. He knows what you need. So that's what it's about. Now, let's just say we decide that we accept that we're valuable, but we don't do anything about it. Let me read a passage here. This is in a set of verses here. This is in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. It says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. Obviously, this is Christ speaking. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Let's just stop right there. He said, he, God the Father, cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. So if you're connected to Christ, but you're not producing fruit, you're not being valuable to God. He saved you because he wanted to transform you. One of the indications that you are being transformed is that you're producing fruit. But he says if you don't produce fruit, he's going to cut you off. Obviously, we talked about this before. It's not something that he's just going to do immediately. Don't be fearful when you screw up and you fail God, but just get back up and follow him. But he's saying eventually, if you don't produce any fruit, you're not worth anything to God. So I'm going to continue on because that's the whole point. He know you messed up. He know you're a hot mess. He wants to fix that. But if you're not cooperating with God to be fixed, to be transformed, to produce fruit, then there's no use for you at this point. That's why most of the people in the world, they're going to hell. They're going into the lake of fire. Why? They don't want to follow God. They don't want to be transformed into the image of Christ. They don't want to be like the Son of God. So he says, I ain't got no use for you because you can't fit in heaven with me because your morals, your ideas, everything is all screwed up. You can't live in harmony with me in heaven for all eternity. All right? That's the problem. So all he's trying to do, he said, I know you messed up. I got you. I'm going to fix you. But you got to work with me. Let me continue reading. This is verse 3. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Verse 4. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So the way we remain our, you know, we keep up our value of the Lord is we stay in him. What does he mean? Walk in the Spirit. Stay in God's Spirit. Stay in fellowship with God. If you fall into sin, confess your sin, get back up. Stay in Christ. Abide in him. Don't get off into some dark place. Don't let the enemy pull you away or and convince you to go off into a dark place. If you start feeling dark, you start getting into these negative emotions where you're just sad and you're all into yourself and you letting the enemy get you to a place where you start thinking about weird stuff, get out of that. Okay, we got articles talking about how to guard your mind from the enemy. You can do a search on the site for that. You can go find those articles and get help with that. So he's saying remain in Christ and you will produce fruit. All right, if you don't produce fruit, eventually he'll cut you off. He continues on in verse 7. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. So all you got to stay is stay with Christ. You're going to start producing fruit. People will see it. Man, that person got a lot of love coming out of them. They're honest. They're humble. They're patient. They're selfless. They're not self-centered. They're faithful. They endure. They don't give up on people. They don't gossip about people's personal business. They're not arrogant. They're not envious. You see, it's overflowing. And that's just the attributes of love. Then you got the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, et cetera, and self-control, which is a big one. Let me read verse 5 again. It says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So if you think you're going to please God apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, apart from being joined to Jesus Christ and fellowship with him, you're not going to be able to do that. And that's why I continue to tell people to walk in the Spirit. You need God's Spirit in order to please God. You can't do this on your own. All right? Verse 6, it says, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. See that? If you got to prove your value to God, and all you have to do is be obedient. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God, which is why the name of this ministry is Let's Please God. It's a call to action. Let's please God. Just have faith in him. If he says, do this, do it. Obey him. If he says, this is the way things are, accept it. You'll be okay. That's the only way you can please him. Obey him. Believe what he's saying. And belief usually leads to obedience. Okay? If God is saying you're in a house that's burning, get out. You believe him by getting up, acknowledging the house is on fire, and leaving. And so you obey him. If you don't obey him, you don't believe God. So when you see things in scripture, when you're told by teachers, this is what God requires of you, this is how you're supposed to be triumphant, and you don't do it, you're saying you don't believe God and you don't have faith in God, and that doesn't please God. And you're devaluing yourself by not being obedient. All right? Verse 7, it says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Wow. Ladies, you want to get married? He going to send you a husband. Men, you want to be married to a godly wife? He going to send you a godly wife. Some of y'all may want land. You may want other things in life. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because you're doing what he wants you to do. You're allowing him to transform you. You're remaining in Christ. God love you. He wanna bless you. He's gonna take care of your needs. All you gotta do is do what he wants you to do. Focus on what he wants for you. And that's the transformation process, the maturity process. And that's what this ministry is about, maturing you in Christ. Verse 8, it says, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. So show how valuable you are to God by obeying him. When the scripture says do this, do it. When he says to renew your mind, change the way you think. If he says this is not the way to proper thinking, this is how it really is, accept that. Don't just reject that and keep fighting with God. No, I don't like that, how you said that, God. I don't agree with that. I wish it was this way. If you're doing that, you're not agreeing with God. You're not being transformed. And you're not glorifying him. And you're devaluing yourself. You're showing that you're worthless. Weeds don't produce any fruit. So what do? They throw it in the garbage. And that's what how many people in the world are going out like that. Because they don't want to change. God loves you. He know you a hot mess. He's there to change you, but you got to work with him. There's a few more passages. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, he'll never leave you or forsake you. But however, you can leave him. And a lot of people do that through unbelief. They stop believing in God. They say, you know what? I can't do this. I don't like that God told me that life is really this way, and I don't want to accept that. So I don't believe God anymore, and I go off and do what I want to do. Okay? So he's there with you till the end. If you continue to stay with him and follow him and do what he says, he's going to stay with you. He's never going to abandon you. But people abandon God all the time. He says, well, I can't do nothing about that. And that's why they end up in hell. They chose to go that place. They don't want to go to hell, but they're choosing to be in that place because they don't want to follow the goodness of God. All right. Finally, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it just encourages you that he's working with you. This is not all you. It's not like you just got to be this perfect being for God. He knows you're imperfect, but he can work with you. All you got to do is obey, renew your mind. And he does that through his teachers. He does it through the word of God. But all you got to do is open up the book and start reading. For all the Gentiles out there, the book of John, that's for you. All right? You can start in that book and just read in context, chapter by chapter. For the Hebrews out there, the book you should be reading, at least if you just started reading the Bible, is Matthew. Because that's written directly to the Hebrews. Another book that's written directly to the Hebrews, I believe, is the book of James. These are all books dedicated to showing you what God requires of you. They're dedicated to helping you to renew your mind and show you what God wants from you. And if all you got to do is obey, that's all you got to do. Just obey. and say I'm gonna humble myself and do what God says. I'm not going to get into, I don't think that, I don't like that, and I'm gonna be stubborn and all that stuff. No, don't be stubborn, okay? All right, because eventually there's a cutoff point where God says, okay, I'm not getting no fruit out of you. You're not showing your value to me. I seen great potential in you, but you won't let me change you. He's trying to mold you into something great. He sees your greatness. And if you don't let him, then he's going to discard you and throw you in a lake of fire. That's what the scriptures teach. He just said it. He's going to cut you off. So that's my encouragement for you today. You are valuable to God. Show your value. Just obey him. Do what he says. Follow him. You'll be all right. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.